Namaste and welcome to Club Prairie Fire, the home of the Duckworth Lewis Stern System tequila and of course also Tabasco. I am the prof, and on this awesome Sawsome podcast today, the biggest T20 competition in the world rolls on. Yes, the IPL is in full slog mode. Two teams sit atop of the table undefeated, the Rajasthan Royals and the Kolkata Knight Riders with 3 and 2 wins respectively. All of the biggest names in cricket. They're swinging their bats. They're in this tournament, but it's two relative unknowns who straddle atop the batting and bowling stats. Indian Riyan Parag, a man who Crick Info is yet to write a website blurb about, is edging out King Kohli to be wearing the orange cap, and the Bangladesh Mustafizur Rahman, I hope I said that correctly, the sultry lefty from Satkira, dons the purple hat on top of the wicket takers with an impressive 7 poles. That's right, lots of IPL today, along with, we're going to try this again if we get to it, the Professor's Proddings. Lord knows if we'll get to it. I doubt it. And, of course, Ollie's Quiz. Let's bring these regular panel, these experts, our regular panel in. Let me first introduce a man who, unlike Ollie, is definitely a keeper. That's Adam Gilchrist.
Hello.
Welcome.
Here.
And, of course, next, a man recently named the Rajasthan Royals Head of Social Media, Michael Vaughan. Welcome, Vaughan.
Yeah, afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are in the world. I was the social media manager for the Rajasthan Royals for a day, and I've retired on the back of a hammering against the Mumbai Indians. I thought I'd go out on a high, and to see the RR team, my new favourite team, by the way, now I've got the jersey, see them dismantle the powerhouse of the Mumbai Indians in their own backyard at the Wankhede, which we have to say is the best name ground in the planet. Was something to behold. So I retired last night. I had one day in the role. It might have had something to do with April Fool's Day, but I decided to go out on a high. The 3 from 3, the batter, you could argue the biggest franchise in the world. Certainly the owners are the richest. And that was a time to say goodbye. So one day in the job. See you later.
Yes, Gilly.
Yeah. Vaughan, you're proper turncoat.
Yeah.
Like, and not only like turncoating, but doing it right and rubbing it in the face of the mob that you've been in bed with for a year or two, if not more.
Yeah, I've been a big fan. I'm still a big fan of the Mumbai Indians. I like what they bring. Bit of chaos at the minute with the camp and the captaincy. The captain got booed. Poor old Hardik went out to toss the coin and he got booed by his own fans.
Kidding.
Unbelievable. Hey, let me just bring in Ollie quickly as well, because I've got a little intro of him. Finally, a producer who promises this week his mind is on the job and not on his new missus. It's Ollie Silverton. Ollie, how are you? You good?
I'm well, thanks. And yeah, not on the missus, because she's currently on a plane to Sri Lanka for work. So, you know, I'm full focus right now. I thought it might be for the Sri Lanka Bangladesh test series, but that's actually in Bangladesh. So she's obviously, that isn't what she's going to. But yeah, I'm ready to just focus and knuckle down with some good quizzing.
Gee, that's you wouldn't be looking forward to that. How long is it greatest length of time that you've been separated from your young lady?
Good question. Probably 4 or 5 days, and this is going to be 11. Going to be tough. Thanks. Any thoughts, flowers sent over will be much appreciated.
Can I suggest delete your apps?
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout. Can I just say that I happened to meet the young lady at a soiree last weekend?
Was that when he was David Beckham?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, I met her. And she was posh. And you know how had that sneaking suspicion
that
she was dressed as Posh Spice.
Oh, sorry, I thought that's what you meant she was. But
No, she's not posh compared to Ollie. No, right. She's lovely. Yeah. But our sneaking suspicion that she was dating Ollie just to get to Gilly is 100% correct, because he is adding massive overs. And as soon as I met her, I went, oh, yep, Gilly fan. Fair enough. Yep, there you go.
It started as Gilly. All right. It's moved on to Vaughan. The obsession maybe recently follows you, but she's a huge ice bath, which I've mentioned, like most days, and that has now become the interest. So it may have flipped the favouritism. I'll find out, but yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Hey, Gil, just to let you know, when you come to Mumbai, just behind the hotel that we're staying at, there's a lovely residency that you can just sneak in. You're not supposed to, but I do. You just kind of use your cricket. You'll be fine with your obviously your profile. You just walk in there, lovely ice bath, kind of sauna steam room, and you get in that ice bath and you're sitting there trying to focus on how cold it is. And all of a sudden you will get asked, but what about that game back in 1984? Or what about that catch that you dropped?
Yeah, which, more like that.
Or what about that? Oh, what about when you got out to X or Y? I mean, it's a challenge to try and get in the ice bath first and foremost. To answer, to do a Q&A while you're in there, it's tricky.
Send them an invoice. I noticed you're giving them a little bit of a plug. Is that the mob that you were tagging on your socials?
No, that's a wellbeing centre. You know, I'm looking after my wellbeing at the minute, and there's a lovely lady that runs the facility here in Mum. If you want a bit of it, if you want to look a bit younger, Gil, and kind of get your face sorted out, and
do that.
Not too sure whether you can do anything for ears, but. There's all sorts of treatments in there. There's the cryo. There's a hyperbaric chamber. You can have a fascia. You can put those legs on. There's a drip. You can go on some IV drip if you want a bit of a pump up when you arrive to Mumbai. So yeah, a lovely lady runs a place called Alexia. So I'll hook you up when you get down if you want to get younger.
Excellent. Look forward.
Now, Bonnie, you were talking when we came on about your new role as Rajasthan Royals head of social media. It was an April Fool's joke. Mm. How many people do you think you fooled?
Well, it went quite viral. It made the papers in India. So it may have fooled more than you think. I mean, I like the Rajasthan Royals team. The head of social there, he's a good old character. And Jake, who runs the operation, he's a guy that's running a nice, cool ship. And, they just said, why don't you take over for the day? I said, well, why not? I'd like to think I've got more than a day in me on social media. But what happened was I was sending them messages throughout the game, and it was meant to go straight on their social media. Not one of my messages that I sent them went onto their social media sites.
Made an impact.
So they diluted my kind of messaging, if you know what I mean.
Unbelievable.
We have spoken about your red light sarcasm, which is sometimes lost by the Indian audience occasionally. How do they go with April Fools in general? Like, would it be recognized as April Fools, or is that also just lost in your turncoat?
No, I think that was lost on them over here. I don't even think they know it's April.
Now, Gilly, you jumped straight in with a comment. Did you knew he was taking the piss, didn't you?
Oh, mate, the way flips from looking for commercial opportunity here, there, and anywhere. I thought there must have been something in it. So no, I wasn't aware of the fool. The joke was on me. I just thought it was so courageous to try and do it while you're in Mumbai. If you want to get out of there,
Ollie, can you just research Australians and April Fools and kind of their intellect? Because I think I might have done David Warner as well and Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah.
Do me a favour, Bonnie, and do not lump all of us in with David Warner and Dizzy Gillespie when it comes to being full, please. There's 26 million of us.
Yeah, Adam Gilchrist is in that group as well.
Gilly as well,
Without doubt. Without doubt. I just thought it was just grandstanding for another commercial opportunity.
Long Tom Moody, I think he was grabbed as well. He was hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, God. Now, Gilly, I want to congratulate, both you and Vaughan, if we are moving on, about the response to last week's show. Ashwin. Absolutely massive. That's our biggest episode so far. Over 160Ks on YouTube, still rolling. Over 50,000 subscribers on there now. Massive response on socials. I just wanted to ask, because obviously both of you were providing these amazing guests. So Vaughan, you got Ashwin. Mm-hmm. Obviously 2 weeks before Gilly, you got Pant.
Yeah.
Throughout the years, Gilly, you've got Brian Lara, which is a big guest. Mm. Who got Ravi Shastri? Who was that?
Vaughan was...
Well, it was a double play.
Question. If providing guests for this show was an Ashes series, who is currently in front?
Well, England will have won that morally anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I thought it was great that Rajasthan after the... Because obviously, you know Rajasthan is owned by an English business guy called Manish Badali. So I think Rajasthan are taking, obviously, well, I know Ben Duckett's taken a lot of credit, you know, for the way that Rajasthan have played and the way that Parag has particularly played, the young Indian batter has found some remarkable form. And I know England are back home celebrating the way that Rajasthan are playing, and the top of the tree, three from three. So it's been a good week for England as well.
Yeah. Most any successful cricket around the globe generally...
You not agree with that, Gilly?
No. I think it points back to England. Any successful cricket around the globe always... There's a strong barometer back towards the UK, isn't there? Is that right?
Yeah, it seems to be the case, isn't it, that most things that happen within the world game that's any good, it seems to be linked to England, yeah.
Yeah.
Big congratulations to England. Let's get our English fellow Ollie here to do his quick social update. We do have a sponsor still, gentlemen.
Yeah, NordVPN, they're still here, and it's a very relevant week for them because you should know by now, but what they do is they can hide your virtual location, change it, swap it, so you can watch your favourite shows or sport, which is more pertinent right now. So just a click of the button. Totally legal. Totally legal. It's fantastic.
This isn't going to come back to haunt us in about 10 years.
It doesn't sound legal. The way you describe it, they can hide your location. That just does not sound legal.
Yeah, just swap it over. They're the best in the business. There's a few of them. They are the best. I'm actually off to Hong Kong for the rest of the week, so I'll be using it to do the IPL. But Vaughnie in India, you can watch your beloved chef for Wednesday, obviously.
I don't want to.
I didn't want to say that there have been some comments about a 6-0, I think, defeat recently, was it, maybe? Or, yes.
Yeah, 2-0 yesterday, yeah.
Oh, God. It's been tough. But if you do want it, then it's www.nordvpn.com/CPF. That's big discount, 4 months free, and a gift. And on that social update, there were loads of comments about Ashwin episode, obviously. But one, the main social thing wasn't on our socials. It was a certain Brian Lara wearing a Club Prairie Fire cap on his Instagram whilst playing golf with Sachin Tendulkar. Now, the little master has been a lot of comments. When's he coming on? So that would get a lot of runs in the guest Ashes series if you can land him. Yeah. Gilly, are you more like Gilly?
Oh, well, now that Vaughnie's off Mumbai, he's no chance of getting on to Sachin. But
I think Sachin will be interested in speaking to me again. I've not really spoken to him since that ball.
Our white whale? Is he? Or is
he's
it
huge?
Is it Virat? Would you go Sachin?
No.
Virat? MS Dhoni?
Good question.
Well, MS does just...
You're talking huge now.
Well, but the thing about MS, I think he is the absolute, the holy grail, because he just doesn't do interviews and doesn't do press, didn't do them when he was playing. Like, no, just a blanket no. So that
Gilly, I think you're the man there. Wicketkeeper, played a similar role. I must admit, I'm really, really keen on MS's hair at the minute.
Oh yeah.
I love that lid. I'd love to talk to him about the lid. So if you could mention that, it's not with me about cricket, it's about the hair and the do.
Well, hey, and what about the other day? Like, no one was really sure, you know, what he's got left in the tank. Didn't bat in the first couple of games, but albeit in a losing calls, pulled the trigger, turned the clock back. That was
37. 37 off 16. I reckon there's only maybe one sports person in the globe that's team could lose. And on the opposition was a young fella called Rishabh Pant, who has made a remarkable comeback. And it's great to see him playing, but to see him playing so well and to see him play the way that he did, and his team was the winning side and he was the captain, yet all the talk was about MS's 37 off 16 deliveries. That is how powerful. And got to remember, Delhi Capitals, it was played at Vizag, and that was their home game. And the whole ground was yellow. The whole ground was yellow. It's a little bit like in the Premier League at the minute. You know, I think there's 10 games to go, and all the Liverpool fans want to see Jurgen Klopp. So every single game is huge because they want to see Jurgen Klopp. And you get a sense over here that every single game, the grounds are jam-packed in yellow because they're just thinking, and it might not be because he's not announced it, they're just thinking this could be MS Dhoni's last year playing cricket and they want to make sure they get a glimpse of it.
There was a comment on socials during the week saying that before MS Dhoni, the only keeper Indians loved was Adam Gilchrist.
Yeah, I think this is you, Gilly.
So there's a chance, when we know Rishabh had a picture of you on his wall, there's a chance MS had a little Gilly photograph somewhere.
He did dedicate his first 100 for India to me, I think.
Is that
real?
Does he have a phone, MS, or
he's got a burner. A couple of burner phones, I believe.
I can't imagine he answers his phone to many.
I'll ping him a message and see how we go, right?
Have you got his number?
Let me see it.
If you've got MS Dhoni's number, why don't you send him a message now?
I was going to say, if not, we'll do it from the Club Prairie Fire's official account, because that would probably get him, if not, I imagine, you know, watching all the clips.
Oh, you think that's bigger than Gilly?
I'll block it out, but...
I told a lie there, actually, about Sachin. The last time I saw him, it was actually in New York, Gilly, on our famous tour, the All-Stars tour to, where did we go, New York, Houston, LA?
Yeah. That was huge.
Are you about to show us his number here, Gilly? Have you got
it? No, I won't. I was going to show you that he's in my contact, and there's evidence of prior contact. So I'll go with the standard new phone. Who dis? I'll say. Are you still on this number, old boy?
Were you, Ollie and Vaughnie? Will you admit that we've won the Ashes? Guest getting Ashes if Gilly gets MS Dhoni?
Without question.
Okay.
You can actually have the next one as well.
Not morally. Not the moral Ashes. Yeah.
Right.
I think we'll be all right down here.
Gilly, can I just bring something to my, you know, I've just seen, where are you? You seem to be around a lot of sunglasses.
It took 18 minutes.
I hadn't noticed. I'm sitting in a little showroom of a business down in the southwest of Western Australia, Otis Eyewear. They are the finest eyewear protection. They're very, very sharp looking, but they are pure, natural, made of their glass lenses. They're not plastic. And does it feel like I'm doing a sales job for them?
You're doing well, because I need some of you could ask them. I mean, if they can get some sunglasses to me with a bit of something in there so I can see.
Oh, what, prescription stuff? Or
something I could, because I always feel by the pool it's worth being able to see, if you know what I mean.
No, they do prescription lenses as well, but they're all natural mineral glass and they're brilliant. OtisEyewear.com, get on there. And that's just a free plug from me, because
very good.
Brilliant people. Yeah. Down in the local community, and basically the Wi-Fi in my house down here was so bad when we had Brian Lara on that I thought I'd come in here and utilise their facilities.
It's beautiful.
So, Gilly, what you're saying is they're similar to the England cricket team. They're trying to save the planet.
Well, they are. They are. Yeah. Look, I'll take you on a little look. There's they do surf software as well. Yeah, I'll take you on a little
look.
Yeah, look at this. For those that want to, this is odd. Down south, thought I'd go out and catch a couple of waves this morning, but the it was a bit big for me. So that's not a shark bite. That was the wave where I snapped my board. But anyway,
there's
Imogen. They don't need me promoting them. There's Imogen.
Can we go a bit closer to Imogen? Let's have a look.
Lovely.
Yeah. I don't think you'll be on next year's poster, Gilly.
I don't think so either, mate. Anyway, OtisEyewear.com. Get on there.
Fantastic. From Imogen, Gilly, there's a code. You say Gilly, 20% off. Is that right, Gilly? Something.
Yep, I think so.
Let's go from Imogen and talk some cricket. I'm sorry, Vaughnie. I can see the shoulders dropping already. We're going to talk some IPL. Mate, can I just say, yes, you've jumped off the Indians, but geez, you put the mockers on them. They're at the bottom of the table. They've just lost to the Rajasthan Royals royally. Mm. They lost by 6 wickets with 27 balls left. What's going on, mate?
Hey, Prof, if you do your research, they're doing exactly what the Baz Ballers do. They allow the opposition into the game and then boosh. If you study the Mumbai Indians over the history of the IPL, they generally do this. They start slowly. They allow the opposition, the tournament, to write them off. And then all of a sudden, Rohit... Look, the big debate is, will Rohit end up back as captain? that has caused a lot of drama here in India. The booing, I have to say, I mean, I don't know what you think, Gil, but the Indian crowd generally just love cricket. I've never heard them boo. And I've certainly never heard them boo one of their own. And I get it when he played for Mumbai at the Gujarat Titans. He's left them and he was the captain the previous 2 years. He'd done great with them. So I kind of get that in a pantomime kind of way. But to think he then went to Hyderabad and got booed by the Orange Army, to then think he's come to the Wankhede where he's a local boy, he's playing for the Mumbai Indians and he's getting booed by that crowd at the Wankhede. And I'm going to keep saying the Wankhede because I just love the ground, the Wankhede. I'm just staggered by it. I've never, ever seen it in Indian. I'm sure someone will write and say, oh, it happened in 1985 or 19. I've never seen an Indian crowd boo one of their own. It's remarkable.
I think it shows you the status that Rohit Sharma has in the game there, probably. That just confirms that. And particularly, obviously, with Mumbai, five titles. And just the mysterious manner with which it all played out initially, and I'm sure there's plenty out there now that know a lot more detail than we do, but just the pace with which it happened, and everyone was a bit stunned about them getting Hardik Pandya away from Gujarat and back, and then to see Rohit relinquished of the captaincy. Now, how much Rohit was involved in it or had knowledge of it, who knows, but it shows you the standing that he has in Indian cricket. So it's an odd one. I think it's a nature of the beast of the IPL. What the IPL is, it's a byproduct of the IPL and the fierce intensity and that tribalism within fan bases. It's pretty hard to it's not often replicated, if it's been replicated anywhere else in cricket, with that level of intensity.
But Gilly,
I don't think,
and Ollie, can you research? I don't think there's ever been a Premier League footballer that has been booed by his own supporters. David Beckham after, France 98, when he got sent off against Argentina, he came and all the Premier League opposing teams booed him wherever he went. But I can't remember a home player getting booed by his home supporters.
I'm going to throw a top of my head, no Googling here. There was a very famous fight, Kieran Dyer, Lee Bowyer. They were teammates at Newcastle and went at each other.
Yep.
And I seem to recall that one of them was not overly popular after that. But that's the only one that springs to mind. It's very rare.
There was a famous one here in the rugby league. The Newcastle Knights had won two wooden spoons in a row. They were going for their third. And as the players were leaving, there was some booing coming from the hill and the management went over to try and stop the booing, and it was a group of 11-year-old girls that were booing that were booing the side. That, I mean, that's, well, I guess that's rugby league. It's slightly different. But, yeah, I was wondering, I wanted to ask you, Sanjay Mandrekar, he was the presenter out there, and he asked the crowd to behave. Behave. Does he have that sort of power? Can he silence an entire crowd?
I mean, I could see what Sanjay was trying to do, but they booed even louder.
Yeah.
Just get on with the job and just try and interview the captain. You know what's going to happen. You don't need to stir it up anymore. It's very interesting. It'll be very interesting to see this next week or so what happens with the Mumbai Indians, because there's lots of noise, as there always is in the IPL. You lose a couple of games of all the franchises. Gilly, you've been involved, and it's pressurising for the players, for the captains, for the coaches. You feel like it's the end of the world when you lose one game, never mind two. But to see them lose the first three, you know, Delhi the night before beat CSK. They were 0-2, then 1-3. So Mumbai right at the bottom of the tree. It's going to be tough times. Honestly, I don't see them coming back, because I don't think they've got the bowling. I think the batters will be okay, but I just don't think they've got the bowling. Other than Bumrah, I think they're going to really struggle with the ball in hand.
I think it's a good point. I think they're missing already Berendorf. He flies under the radar compared to a lot of the names in the IPL, but he's a very, very reliable T20 bowler, and he did a job for them last year in a pretty successful manner. A win in the IPL buys you 3 days happiness. Simple as that. Guarantee you anything else, but it just means that everyone's happy for 3 days, and then half the day before the next game, everyone gets nervous again, and then you're on a nice edge, and then you see what happens at the end of the next game. So, Vaughan, your point, Mumbai know how to dig their way out of this as a franchise, but I do think they're lacking a little bit of firepower with the with the prune, and there's clearly, I think, a little bit of unrest just on the booing. I was booed all the way to the wicket and all the way off in my first game for Australia in Australia at the SCG. Wow. It was a new look one day team. Ian Healy had been disposed of as wicketkeeper, and I got hammered all the way out of the field and all the way off. So I know what it feels like. Just I'll get on to Hardik and I'll get him through.
Was that also Gilly because you'd moved west? Because you'd
That was 3 years earlier at the WACA in my debut for my new adopted state. I got booed all the way on and all the way off.
Maybe you're the man to send a message to Hardik and to say, look, I've been there, mate. Do you want to come on the pod and we can discuss it?
I'm the boo whisperer. I know how to get inside their minds and just get them through. So I'll get on to Hardik. I've sent that message off to MS too. I'll keep you posted on that. And I don't have a number for Hardik, but if I get onto him, I'll get him on and we can get inside his mind and help him dig themselves out of the trouble that they're in.
We're in a deep hole.
Yeah. Now, man who's hearing the reverse of booze at the moment is who the Indians lost to at the Royals, Riyan Parag, who, player. Tell me about this young man. He's, as I said, he's on top of the batting list. He's wearing the orange hat, 54 not out against the Indians and then 84 off 45 against the Delhi Capitals. What's his story?
Well, Rajasthan are in a position that they've got experience. You know, they've got Jos Buttler, who's been around the traps. They've got Ashwin. They've got Chahal. They've got Trent Bolt. So they've got a massive experience. But the key to the IPL, and they all talk about, you've got to get your Indian batters playing well. And they've got Yasi Sweet at the top of the order. It's not fired yet. So that's a big plus to come for Rajasthan. They've got Sanju Samson, full of experience and a quality player. Now they've got Parag playing as well as he is. That's why they're all getting very excited about Rajasthan. Could it be this year? They started really well last year and kind of faltered towards the end, but they seem to have every tool going. They've got experience. They've got the combinations with the ball. I actually look at quite a few of the IPL teams this year and the bowling doesn't look strong. But you look at Rajasthan, CSK have always got the mix. They've always got lots of combinations that work. They've got the mentality. Gujarat with Noor Ahmed and Rashid Khan as the pitch wearer, I think they're going to be a strong combination. But Rajasthan, I've just had a couple of days with them in the hotel and they do have a bit of confidence about them. They've got some guy, he actually played paddle with us, and I'm sorry, but I forgot his name. He's come from F1.
Oh,
so they've appointed someone from Formula One to sort out their operating, their performance levels. So they're taking it probably seriously. Their physio actually played paddle with us, Gil. And, you know, we play for an hour and a half in the glaring heat at 9 a.m. till 10:30. Don't know what the temperature was, but it was fucking hot. And he actually went down of the four of us. It was a 4-3. Trent Bolt played, F1 played, Jos Buttler played, I played first day arriving in Mumbai. The physio went down. Which made me chuckle.
That's good. That's good.
But they're looking strong, Rajasthan.
Is F1, is he English by chance?
I think he might be Australian.
Oh, right.
I should really know. I mean, I wasn't on his team, I wasn't on his court, but he has massive guns. And I think he's an Australian.
Hey,
actually think he might be from Perth.
It's not Daniel Ricciardo, is it? Avesh Khan looks good. I like him. I like him in amongst, as you say, you got Bolt, Chahal, Ashwin, the three real big names there. Berger bowls some decent wheels at the top there as well, but he got a little bit of tap early, but then was in amongst the wickets. But Avesh Khan, I reckon he looks like a real player there. So well-balanced team, Vaughnie. I can see why you've turned coated. I've kind of turned.
I've always had a bit of an affiliation with them because of Jos Buttler and a few of the England players, but they're looking strong this year. Did you see Mayank Yadav bowl?
Oh, no.
A couple of nights ago, the young 21-year-old, 155 kilometres an hour, he threw him down there.
Yeah.
He was rapid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like the look of him. He looks a character. He's got a great lid. I like judging a lot of the IPL players, and particularly Indian players, on their lids.
Yeah.
You know, their hairdos. You know, I mentioned their messes, but this kid, Yadav, his hairdo, get ready for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Yadav,
your Yadav, Vaughnie, that you've backed. Did you? I mean, he didn't play that second game. But the first game, did you see when he made Rishabh Pant do the symbol for the review? He actually took his hands and made him do the... he was right. His review was right. It was Joss Butler, and he was correct. But he forced the keeper slash captain into actually pushing it upstairs, and he did the trick. Should we...
Yeah. I'm a bit concerned about Kuldeep and him being top of the tree in the wicket-taking column. I thought he made a decent start with a couple, but, you know, he's got a bit of chasing the fizz. The fizz is flying away, isn't he?
I think he's doing better than my pick.
Yeah. Old Starkey. None for 40.
Mitchell Starks won none for 100 off 8 overs.
Yeah, he's travelling, isn't he, Starkey?
Winning, though. The Knight Riders are winning, undefeated.
And that's all he's worried about. Not the pay packet, nothing else. He's just worried about winning, doing the job.
As one bowler I has caught my eye and doing rounds on social is the Sri Lankan Pathirana. He obviously, the back-to-back Yorkers, Mitch Marsh clean bowled, then another one. And his angle of release, very Malinga-esque. How do you go about facing him? Because he's doing the rounds for CSK, isn't it, I believe he's at? Yeah.
Yeah, forget his two in two. What about his catch to get rid of David Warner?
Yeah.
the flying, the albatross came flying across to the right. What a grab that was.
Yeah,
he's a character. That ball that got Mitchell Marsh, I mean, I'm sure we'll get Mitch on the podcast again soon, but I reckon that ball swung in and out. I reckon it did both. I think it was a snake. And it dipped at the end.
Yeah. It's a good cherry, that. I thought that the other thing, Vaughan, and I know it's at least a couple of years in, is the what do they call it? The injector, the player.
The impact player.
Good use of it by Mumbai last night. They were quick, astute. They lost a couple of quick wickets and knew that they were probably a bit bowling heavy, so they brought in Devil Brevis straight away, batting first.
Yeah.
Got Rissold first ball. So that's sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I like the fact that they were quick on their feet to think about getting their batter in as an impact player.
I tell you, I was talking to the impact player. I mean, I was looking at Travis Head in his first game for the Sunrise when he smashed 50 quickly. So they batted first, they get 277, and then he was replaced. He didn't even have to field.
Oh, that's gold, isn't it?
A job that is.
That is
what a game that was.
Every batter's been hoping for a long time.
Yeah. 38 sixes in the one match, an all-time record. That's your Indians losing again. Amazing. And Paddy Cummins, he can captain the country. He can captain his IPL side. Is there anything he can't do?
Well, they've only won one from three, so he's not doing that well.
Yeah, but they won that one match.
Yeah,
so.
They've won one from three.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, he's doing all right. He's a good captain. He's got it helps as a captain when you've got someone called Henry Klassen in your side.
Yeah.
He's as good as they get whacking it in the middle. Him and Nicholas Pooran can smoke it. Smoke it from ball one.
All right, hey, should we take a quick look at our picks and how they're going? So we already touched on Mitchell Stark.
Yep.
He's
struggling.
Not going great, Gilly. Number 47 since we last spoke. And Jaswal, that's who you picked to lead the batting.
he's just chilling out. He's laying it to
his... He'll come good. He'll come good.
He got... 10 and 5 his two innings. And then Sunrisers Hyderabad.
Yeah.
That's who you have picked. And are they one? I've got them 1-1 here, Vaughnie, but you're telling me they've lost all one and two?
1-2.
Yeah. 1-2.
1-2. Yeah. Apologies. Oh, yeah. This is since we last spoke. Vaughnie, Yadav. Well, we all know he did okay. 1 for 41 in his first match since we spoke, and then didn't play against Chennai. Mm. Kohli, though.
He's playing tonight as well against Lucknow Jaya, Justin Langer's team, at his home venue. So he might chalk up a few more.
Yeah, 83 off 59. And then are we now officially changing your team to Rajasthan?
No. Who did I say was going to win?
Mumbai Indians.
Mumbai.
We're going to win.
Yeah.
Oh,
the whole conference.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm staying with them. Mumbai will come good. Don't worry about them. Just having a bit of a breather.
Okay. All right. Then Ollie, you went Livingston.
Yep.
He's injured.
He's injured. He got 28 in one match. And Sam Curran, he did okay. 3 for 28.
Sam Curran's a super nice. He's in the top 10 wicket. He's 10th place, top wickets. 11th place behind Rabada.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still about 8 behind.
Where's your Punjab? Where's your Punjab Kings, Ollie? Yeah,
I didn't want to mention. I didn't want to mention, but looking at the table, we've got the Mumbai Indians from Vaughan in 10th out of 10. Then I think you were Bangalore. They're 9th out of 10, and I'm 8th out of 10. We've got the bottom three.
Oh, where's Billy?
Well, I'm fifth, but we're still the same amount of wins as you guys.
My bowler, Moeen Ali, is yet to walk out onto the pitch, but the Super Kings have got to give him a run soon.
Hang on, sorry.
He's not going to play for Chennai. They just don't change the team, ever.
Are you claiming Moeen Ali? You not going?
No, I when you told me Zampa had pulled out, I switched to Moeen.
Oh, jeez, you got to stay with your pick, mate. You might get called.
Just to give you an insight into Moeen Ali and Chennai and their selection, the story over here is that the person that does the graphics for the TV on the first game for Chennai then has 8 weeks off.
Off. He disappears.
Well, it doesn't go and look again.
Well, they never change the team ever.
I was listening to a podcast today to obviously steal information, and they were saying that pitch, when they lost to the Delhi Capitals, was perfectly suited to Moeen, both with bat and ball. Mm. So, I don't remember the name of the podcast, but all my opinions are from there, and thank you for that. Rishabh Pant, the other one I've got. He's doing okay. 28 against the Royals and then 51 against the Super Kings. Yeah,
I tell you what, he is, 20,000 US lighter in pocket.
Oh, he got done, didn't he? Over 8.
Over 8. They don't fuck around with the fines, do they? 20 large. So, yeah.
And that's there you go. That's where we all sit. Did you want to run through that table very quickly, Ol, just so people know who's at the top?
Yeah, absolutely. Right at the top of the table. Fawny's new team, Rajasthan Royals, just ahead of Kolkata.
It's a nice kit, isn't it?
It is. It's luminous. There you go. Beautiful.
What number you got? They got Vaughan 99 on there or what?
No, not quite yet. It's coming. It's coming. Don't worry.
Did you take your Cluj kit out there? Like, you've been recognised from Cluj on the street? Yeah, it'll be packed.
I'm not kidding you. Yesterday, I arrived at the hotel in Mumbai, checked in, and some kid ran up to me and went, Club Prairify, Club Prairify. I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
He ran up to me about the podcast.
He
wasn't related to me either.
That's good. That's good. We're getting that out there.
Well, Matt, I'm at you guys, all three of you would get recognised a fair bit. I had it for the first time in my life on the weekend in Indian Home Diner, a takeaway, one of the great ones in Paddington. I've worn the hat for sure. And it was a Club Prairie Fire fan. I'm trying to find his name because he texted me and then he's going to have a shout out. And I can't find it, but he genuinely, a young Aussie guy, probably mid-20s, and just loves the show. Bizarre. And he went,
one of the great curry joints in Sydney.
I'll just quietly on you. I know you've got a girlfriend now and you obviously off, I would think, the dating apps. If this girlfriend doesn't go as well as you'd want it to and you go back on the dating apps, will you put as part of your profile that you're on the podcast?
Absolutely. Yeah, with top line.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Unashamedly. Great work running through that ladder there. You got to the top, Ollie. Yeah. I'll do. Let's just do the top.
Well, it'll have changed by the time we get it out there.
Yeah, Knight Riders are second. Super Kings third. Gadgerat Titans are fourth.
Gadgerat.
What did you call Gadgerat? Inspector Gadgerat.
Inspector Gadget. Titans are fourth. All right, good luck to them. Hey, anything else in the IPL, lads? Anything else?
Carnage over here.
Are you enjoying your time there, Vaughny?
No, I love it. It's great. I mean, it's quite hard to explain to those that have never been to India when the IPL's on of how big it is. I'm looking outside. I think Rajasthan are just leaving the hotel, and there's hundreds of people just stood outside the hotel just to try and get a glimpse of. About all they're going to do is get a glimpse of them on a coach. Yeah. They're not going to get near the players. They're basically turning up to wave at the Rajasthan Royals on the way to the airport, and the Rajasthan Royals players will just wave out the window. That's it.
Yeah.
But there's hundreds outside the hotel, unless they're here to see, you know, me, but I don't think they are. I'm pretty sure they're here to see the Rajasthan Royals. I don't see them with Club Profile flags or banners. No.
Well, hang on.
A few pink shirts.
Don't sell it short. I noticed you sent us through a pic of you going and getting the shave down the road from the little barber razor bloke. And
he's waiting for you, Gil.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope he takes a bit of my left ear off, actually, and I'll still have lots left. But I noticed he had some merch on his desk.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He had a Club Profile cap, is that right?
Yeah, he did, just on the ledge there, just in front of the barber chair. It might have been mine, but
wear it in there? Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Wolf joke.
Gilly, just when you arrive here, it's just around the back, and he's called Akhil. He's waiting for you. Just to let you know, when you sit on the chair, he will take you through every picture that he's had taken with a cricketer over the last 40 years.
All right, I'll get him to rate him. Hey, you're so right, Vaughnie, about the crowds around the hotels. Remember, you used to arrive, get the airport, get through, get on the bus, and off you'd go. And then it was like Le Mans. All the blokes that had been there trying to sort of touch you as you walk onto the bus, run and get on their motorbikes, and off they go. And they just ride next to the bus, just all trying to zip around each other, trying not to crash, dodge a car, dodge people, dodge a side street vendor, looking up, waving. And, you know, at one point they're sort of going, autograph? Hang on, mate.
You're absolutely right about the count.
We're going 60 k's an hour here. And the next minute, you know, open the window and a pen flies in, and they're unbelievable, their enthusiasm. It is contagious and infectious. It's hard to describe.
Speaking of super contagious, enthusiastic fans with contagious energy, did you see how scared Rohit Sharma was? There was someone ran on the pitch yesterday to give him a hug at first slip. He got through security, gave it, and it really was one of the most awkward hugs anyone's ever seen. But security guards, anywhere else in the world, they rugby tackle them. He just walked basically off with a little an army man next to him to have a good day, basically. But he got his hug from Rohit at first slip, which I think is very rare from the games I've seen there.
It wasn't Mukesh Ambani, the owner of the Mumbai Indians, was it, trying to go and make up with him, trying to say, will you be captain again? He probably gets fair access to Rohit.
I don't know if you saw that. I put a bit of video on my socials there with a game of cricket taking place in the middle of quite a busy road. They had the yellow plastic stumps, you know, like those quick cricket stumps in the middle of the road, having a knock, and all of a sudden this truck came straight through. And it's the first time I've seen a game of cricket in India having to stop for a truck. Usually they just play around the cars and the motorbikes, but this truck, he was having none of it. It was great to see. The official batting on a road came into my mind, but that's what you get in India. You get cricket everywhere. Wherever there's a piece of land, a piece of space, there will be someone whacking a ball, bowling a ball, trying to emulate the heroes. It's great to see.
Well, let's try. That's a perfect segue. Let's try this Professor's Ponderings quickly if we can. It's just meant to be digging into your cricketing past, and it is the Professor's Indian Ponderings, if you don't mind.
All right.
If you'll humour me. If you don't like it, tell me to get stuffed. All right. I want to start with, what's the best ground in India to play at?
Wankhede.
Is that just walking on the way and seeing the sign, or is that actually out the middle?
The Sachin statue as well, though, that you can, you know, have a look up to, and
Steve Smith statue.
Yeah, and realize it's Steve Smith. But yeah, the Wankhede Stadium is the
really?
Stadium. I can't go past Dharamshala. That's just Yeah.
And you can see the Dalai Lama up there, can't you? You can see the Dalai Lama.
Big hitter.
Long. So, best innings that you guys played in India that you can remember?
Didn't play many. In actual, I got 64 and then handled the ball like a fucking idiot.
Oh, yes.
I was well on my way to 401.
And handle the ball. Gilly?
Probably 100 off 80 balls at 1 KD. in a test. And I thought, we won in 3 days. I went in at 5 for 99. Haydos and I put on a squillion. We knock them over. We win in 3 days. The first time Australia's won a test match there in 30 years. And I thought, what have they been doing, these blokes, all these other Aussie teams? What have they been doing in India? It's so easy. In my next two test matches, I got a king pair and a pair of ones. I faced 16 balls for the rest of the series.
I love that.
Careful, careful, beware the rusty gate coming back to smack in the face.
Just on the big Dos Haydos, he's always out here in the IPL. I love his pitch reports for start. I mean, I have to say, he's getting bigger. He is a man mountain. I mean, I'd love to get him on the pod. If we can get him on the pod, that'd be great. Haydos is Mr. IPL. He knows everything about this tournament.
Doesn't he? He's really invested some time. He obviously played successful with the Chennai Super Kings, but yeah, he is right across it. Now, here's one for you guys. Just a show of hands so we don't offend anyone, but and we'll throw it out to our viewer and our listener. Oh, no, you just said this too. Next week, would we prefer Matthew Hayden or Ricky Ponting? All those in favour of punter, raise your hand.
All right, that's sorted. Your hands.
we don't need to go to the other vote.
Save it.
Let's see if we can get Punter on next week. But we'll get Haydos on it as well at some stage.
No. Gilly, let's just be honest. Unless MS Dhoni replies, your two Aussie pals, they can actually do one.
No, spot on. I've just written that down. MSD, Virat, Sachin, Hardik. That's my list. That's my Mission Impossible. Call me Tom Cruise.
So here you go, lots of runs for Australia in the Ashes guest-getting series that you guys are having at the moment. That was the end of my ponderings. Two questions. Not going to set the podcasting world on fire, but...
Is that it?
We're running out of time here, Vaughnie. People have got places to be.
Have you got one more pondering?
I do have one more. Hold up. Oh, greatest spell of bowling on Indian soil that you saw from either an Englishman, an Australian, or an Indian? Oh, you might have kept to one, Gilly.
Tom Hartley. In the first test.
Yeah, great, great.
The second innings.
Greatest of all time.
All time, yeah. What did he get seven for? T. Yeah. Hartley.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think that I witnessed Harbhajan Singh any number of the innings in the 2001 series. He was only about 20 years old, and in a three-test series, there's 60 wickets up for grabs. I think Harbhajan got 62. So he bowled really well. He bowled really well. No, legit. He was unplayable.
All right, there you go. That was the professor's Indian ponderings. What a hit. What a great segment. Yeah.
Needs a jingle. Needs a little bit of music there, a little bit of a jingle.
Need to play on. Need to
it does.
Play on.
There's a little something. We'll work on that. Ollie.
Won't get a sponsor.
Oh, another sponsor.
Yeah, another board. One. I liked it. I want to see it come back because you've got a few more. I can see the rundown, so we'll save them for another week. It is quiz time. Just before we do, this isn't quiz or anything. It's just what blew my mind. There is the game, as mentioned, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Sri Lanka got 531 in the first innings. No one got a century. I don't know if that's ever happened before, but that just caught my eye. Wanted to throw out there. We got some lovely Bangladeshi fans who, they won't be that happy because they're getting absolutely pumped and it'll be over by the time this is out. But good for them to know. So the other thing starting this week is county cricket is back. A few weeks ago, we did Gilly in the IPL and I said, there's going to be a quiz on Michael Vaughan's first class career.
Yeah.
And here it comes. It is good.
Ollie, can I give you a few predictions for the county championship for all our listeners in the UK?
Please.
I've got a prediction. Surrey will probably win the county championship first division. Yep. But there's a little tip that I think Durham might just push them. Durham have just come up from the second division. Durham are looking very strong and no one's looking at Durham as a potential championship winning team. I think they could win it, Durham. There you go. And Yorkshire will win the second division. So a little tip for our viewers and our listeners.
Wow, Ryan Campbell led Durham.
Very good. Vaughnie, you're not allowed to in 2 weeks' time come on here in a Lancashire shirt or something. I wasn't up for Durham.
I don't think Lancashire can win. Nathan Lyon's only coming for a few weeks now. He decided just only come for a few weeks.
Well, can't fit him and Hartley in the same 11.
No way. Actually, on that, as we, you know, lovely sunglasses, there's a sponsor we're speaking to who are fantastic, the Cricket Draft, brand new game. It's on the App Store as of today, and it's where you pick your fantasy 11 in England just for county cricket. And some guys involved in that have reached out and having conversations. So make a team and enjoy it. Try to probably take on Vorney. I mean, you know everything.
Yeah, have you just plugged the sponsor without them sponsoring us?
They haven't been on board yet.
No, but they
this is what this show does.
This is what we do.
About
Quokka coffee, sunglasses.
The good thing about an England fantasy 11, in a fantasy world, you might even win.
Oh, that's good. Anyway, okay, on to Vorney's first. So this is first class career on Crick Info. So that obviously does include, it's not just county, is it, on first class? It's counting. So there are tests included, is that right, in first class?
Yes, okay. Yes, that's first class career.
So we need to just remember that when we go into it. Here we go, question number one. What is higher, Vorney's first class bowling or batting average?
It's got to be about bowling.
Got to be his bowling, sure.
Got to be about bowling.
No, but you'd snuck in for a few more first-class poles than I thought.
County. I've got 3 feet. Yeah, but there were plenty. I mean, I bowled a bit down the back end when they were trying to... I played in the year where, you know, it was declaration stuff. Used to have to put me on to lob them up.
Right. Yeah, bowling.
Yeah. Okay, you're both going bowling. Batting 36.95, bowling 46. It is bowling
46.
Very
unfortunate there.
Very impressive though. Your test batting average higher than your first class, at 41.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's not easy batting in Yorkshire on a Tuesday.
Okay, number two. So there's one all there. What is higher, Vorney's first class bowling strike rate or his first class number of half centuries?
Strike rate. Bowling half centuries. I'm going on the 50s.
Okay. There are 68 first class half centuries for Vorney, and the strike rate, a little bit more, 81. There you go.
It's one every 13.4 overs, or it's 13.5.
You must have been setting the game up to bowl 13 overs before declaration.
We were in the ducket era.
We used to say, "Well, the more, the merrier."
Yeah.
Just lob them up as many as you want.
What's higher, Vorney's first class highest score or his first class total games?
Is it? No, I can't ask.
I'm going to go games.
I'm going to go score.
Okay. First class high score, 197. First class games, 268. Yep.
I'm sure you did. 197 was a test match, though, wasn't it?
Again, test.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah.
Nothing it's for the test. Yorkies? Nothing?
Not easy batting in Yorkshire on a Tuesday, I keep telling you.
Should know this.
You know, your 50s in Yorkshire in the 90s should be worth 150. They should be redoing those stats.
Yeah. Inflation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
43, Gilly 1.
Okay, what is higher, Vorney's first class catches or Vorney's first class wickets?
Oh, wickets for sure, no doubt.
I'm gonna go catches.
114 wickets, 118 catches.
Oh, there you go.
Just out of interest, do they record drops as well?
No, they don't. They actually ran out of numbers. So we just put that in there. Yeah. I think we're on for a full house here, which is very rare. But number five.
Oh, you could get. Yeah.
What is higher? Okay, now good thing. The amount of balls Vorney bowled and the runs he conceded combined. So balls he bowled and runs conceded combined. Or the runs he scored in first class cricket. So the amount of balls he bowled and runs he conceded, combined number or run. Some big numbers in there.
That's right out there.
It's got to be runs. I mean, it's got to be runs.
Has it?
It has.
I'm going to go balls.
Captain the country as a top order batsman, Ashes winning. Surely you scored more runs than balls.
I got dispatched to all parts.
It's true. 114 wickets at 80 strike rate. A lot of delivery.
I bowled a lot of balls.
Yeah,
and I've gone for a lot of runs, so I'm going to go with the bowling.
Okay,
I'll go the other way.
Go the other way. Vaughan scored 16,295 runs.
16,000?
He bowled 9,342 balls and went for 5,245 runs, which totals at only 14,587. Yeah, so, Gilly, you are right. He scored more. Very respectable, Vaughan.
Yeah,
very respectable.
There you go. Congratulations.
Your economy was 3.36. Very nice.
Very good. Well done. Good win.
As hard as it was to bat in Yorkshire, was it easy to bowl?
Not spin. It was a ball slipping out your hand.
Oh, that wet. Yeah, right. Of course. Raining the whole time. Yeah. Congratulations, Vaughan. Big victory there for England. Well done. Great quiz. Ollie, all that's left to do... Gilly, is your toast, and then I'll do our socials call out.
Well, I don't know. I haven't actually got my typical apparatus and beverage. I've simply just got a Mount Franklin water. That's all I can do to toast. Want to toast. Is there solid rumour that we've got a bit of merchandise? Is that right? That we're really going to be pushing, or have I jumped the gun there? Can we wait until next week and we'll have a bit more of an update?
No, absolutely. It should be launching very soon. There are some rumours. We're looking at different areas. There's T-shirts. We know there's hats. There's also Chat the Life member pack, including some shot glasses. So you can really be a member of Club Prairie Fire.
That is brilliant. Well, I'm toasting that. Let's hope that progresses down the track. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Just a reminder that all socials, you can get us at Club Prairie Fire. There is a sneaky extra I in there. P-R-A-I-R-I-E, the Prairie. Look us up. Follow us and on Insta. Like and subscribe to us on YouTube. Vaughan, are we in the paper yet for our podcast?
No, not yet. I'm just looking at a few of the headlines. Panji gets booed. Mandrake tells the crowd to behave. A royal thrashing for MI. And here's one. Pant's success versus CSK adds to India's wicket-keeping options for T20 World Cup. Surely Rishabh's in that team, isn't he?
Oh, he'd have to be.
They haven't won an ICC event since 2013. Just saying.
Just saying.
And on that merry note, for our many, many Indian listeners, till next week when hopefully it's MS Dhoni or Ricky Ponting or Matt Hayden or who knows. See you next week.
Adios.
Adios.
Yeah, g'day. Hope you enjoyed that vid. If you did, please click like somewhere there and then make sure you click subscribe as well. There's lots more vids on this channel. Tell your friends, tell your parents, and we'll chat to you soon.